We bow our heads in prayer. Lord, on this Sunday before that great event in which you came down to earth, born of a virgin, to give life, salvation to all who believe. Help us to pause, reflect. Be reminded that we each have been called by name, and that your love covers us. As that great mystery was revealed to all nations. In your name we pray. Amen. Names, I like that, Larry. I like the way you went there with that. We could just talk about that, but that's not what I plan to talk about today. I want to talk about mysteries. And I have a couple of analogies. The first is far-fetched. You decide you want to build a house. It's a great idea, right? Only you have no plans. You have no idea what this house should look like. But you're going to build it. You don't even know what sort of structure you're going to put down for a foundation for this house, and you're not sure that that structure would be able to go two stories high. But you're going to build that house. Now, how many of you want to go inside that house? Since you know none of these details, a house with no plans, to me, that's sort of a mystery. The second analogy is probably a little more realistic. How many of you love to solve mysteries? I'm sure there's a few fans in here. Some of you stand in those checkout lines, although you don't have so much of that anymore now that you do your own checkout. But you used to stand in those checkout lines with all those magazines, and there would always be those little tidbits of solving the mystery. Oh, but now we have Facebook, of course. And on Facebook, you get all those little things that say, go through this, turn to this, and we'll reveal all these great mysteries about celebrities, about athletes, about whoever you want to think about. And when you get to the end, you're often disappointed because they didn't tell you anything about who they started out to tell you about, but you got a lot of ads. And so, many of us love mysteries. A lot of us like to read those mysteries. Some like short mysteries. Some like to read long novels. We even have mysteries about weight loss. Mysteries about the world. I love those when those come on the internet and you see those. And here you are about some great mystery or a murder mystery. And we could go on and on and on about mysteries. Because we like it when secrets are revealed. So we come to the epistle for this morning at the end of Paul's writings to the church at Rome. And here we have a great doxology. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret from long ages. This ends a very powerful letter to the church at Rome. It starts with a very lengthy greeting in Romans 1:1-7. And there we get that greeting, and then he gives us this wonderful text revealing a great deal about who the Christ is. And then he ends by saying, now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for all the ages. But What Paul does is he reveals to us in his letter the message of the gospel, what it's all about. It's about the prophetic writings, about the prophets. It's about obedience to faith. And yes, the inclusion of all nations. And it ends with those beautiful words of that doxology. To the only wise God. That's what we need to know. It's a very simple phrase. He reveals this great mystery. A revelation to the reader, to those who hear this wonderful message. It is a message about the gospel, about who Jesus Christ is and what he has accomplished for us. It is about your salvation and my salvation. It is this gospel that belongs to Christ. It is about Christ. And it comes from Christ. For us, the reader, to be able to come into the presence of our Lord and Savior. A revelation? Oh, it had been hidden for a long time. Think about it. That promise was first made in the garden as we experienced in our first midweek. And then in the second, we saw how it was revealed to Abraham and how God worked through Abraham to continue that message. And then down through his kingdom Israel. To David, that great king, and Solomon. And then, as God's people deserted him, went their own way, he continued that revelation through the prophets and the prophetic writings. You see, Paul wanted this great mystery to be revealed. It is the power of the gospel at work in our lives. It is for the reader, each reader, to be strengthened through that message. It is here that Paul reveals the standard, the cause, and the means of the gospel. You see, that's the power of knowing who Christ is. When I was in seminary, we were always taught when you write a sermon, you have a goal, a melody, and a means. You figure out what your goal is. And then you look at what are the problems that go along with that goal, and then what is the means. And our homiletics professor would always say, your means is always the same. If it isn't about Jesus Christ, then you're off subject. Because he is the means to everything in our lives. Yes, look at the message we're about to celebrate, the birth of a child. Not just any child, the Christ child. Hidden? Oh, for centuries. And while God had kept it secret for a long period, it has been revealed. It's about a promise. A promise that went through all generations. A promise that God made from the very beginning. A God of promise who keeps his promises and then reveals the truth of that promise as he sends us a Savior. As he deals with that separation between man and God, the entrance of sin and death and its power upon your life and my life. But God had a solution, a mystery that would be revealed. You see, Paul understood that the world was always seeking the knowledge of who God is. That somewhere out there was something that brought all of this together. And we can, if you've studied your mythologies, if you've studied history, you know that man has always been in search of who and what brought all of this about. Oftentimes looking to God. And look at the various kind of things out there, searching for God. Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, and you can go on and on and on. All in the search of who God is. And they're all done with an uncertain knowledge of who God is. Unfortunately, we as Christians oftentimes follow some of that same logic. We develop our own version of who God is and what our eternal future is, especially when we come to realize that decision theology is not the answer. It is not what you and I do that appeases God, or those spiritual disciplines that make us better and more acceptable to God than others. Oh, we love to search out those mysteries, to find those eternal truths right here in our own being, in our own leading, and in our own doing, and sometimes we find ourselves frustrated and, most importantly, ignorant. And that ignorance sometimes leads us to separate ourselves and can lead to eternal ruin. It is so easy to develop our own spirituality with our own devices apart from God. It's kind of like building a house without plans. It's shaky at best. But God reveals Himself. And as Paul says, that living branch has been revealed to us. It is not our doing. It is what God has done for us. It is through the development that the prophets proclaimed long ago. And so at this time of year, we hear those prophetic writings. And they're beautiful, especially on Christmas Eve, as we hear the message of the prophets. As we celebrate the birth, that revelation of the mystery hidden, but now revealed. It didn't just happen. It came through that eternal plan that God had set forth at the time of His creation. This was a gift for all nations. It was a gift to be proclaimed and shared by every generation. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. He is our Redeemer. It is through this gift that your life and my life is strengthened. Every believer's life ought to be strengthened knowing what Christ has accomplished for us. It is a time for us to celebrate, to give thanks, to know and celebrate Christ in our lives, a branch that has been revealed, that stump of Jesse's tree. And together, in the next 2 weeks, we celebrate. We rejoice in His presence. For to God alone belongs all glory. A glory that is to be revealed and shared in every generation. It is a revelation for all people. Until that day when Christ returns in all of His glory. I doubt that a contractor would even accept the assignment of building a multi-level home with no plans. And there are many mysteries in the world of which we cannot resolve them on our own. But the great mystery of life and salvation has been revealed to us in the incarnation of our Lord and Savior. And so we come this week to celebrate, whether we travel, whether we're here, whether we're with family, or even if we're alone, we have something to celebrate. That child, born for you, for me, whose name is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God. And so he ends that reading: to the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. Amen.